Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. The topic, power prayers, or power prayers. Don't you want to be a power prayer that knows how to pray power prayers? Well, of course, we can't go into a discussion about praying without talking about the Lord's Prayer, and that's where we are now. We did a lot of things before that, and we're going to do a lot of things after this, so keep up. Now, if you've missed any, go back and watch them. Now, let's begin where we left off. We were talking about the fact that in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And remember, we were talking about the fact that that is God's authority, that we want God's authority in us, our lives to be led and directed by Him. And how is that possible? By way of the Holy Spirit. And then we talked about forgiveness, where He said, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." As we come before the Lord in our praying, we recognize that He is our Father, that He is worthy to be praised, and we honor Him as we come to Him. We ask that His will be done in our life. See, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," is first of all for His will to be done in us. Now, as we talked about, the kingdom of God will be the rule over the earth when Jesus comes, but now He rules through us by way of the Holy Spirit. Give us this day our daily bread. We have to, as we're asking Him for provision, having the faith that He'll give us what we need when we need it. I'm just trying to go through this quickly in case you're not up to speed. And then we talked about that when we come before God, when we ask for forgiveness, we have to do it in an attitude of forgiveness toward others. And then verse 13, this is Matthew 6, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, it isn't a matter here of saying, "Oh God, please don't lead us into temptation because we know you want to." No, this may help you understand it better. Let's say you're trying to watch what you're eating. You want to be on a diet, a health program. And if you went to the Lord and you prayed, "Oh Lord, don't let me overeat," you're not implying that God wants you to overeat. You're asking Him to help you not overeat or eat things you shouldn't. Or you can apply that to whatever it is you want to do about yourself, about your life. You're not implying that God is intending these bad things to be upon you, but it's asking for His help. And when it says, "Do not lead us into temptation," it's saying, "Lord, there's temptation all around. We live in a fallen world." You know, in James we find out that God is not tempted, nor does He tempt anyone, but we're tempted when we're drawn aside and enticed by our own lust. And we've talked about in depth before the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, the things that we desire and want. The enemy's not going to come at you and try to get you to come to Him offering you something you don't want. That wouldn't make any sense. It's always tied in with the desires of your flesh and your motives. Did you know your motives and your agenda are part of the flesh mindset? Because they've been formed, again, by your experience, by your hurts, by your likes and dislikes that you've come to express or feel that way because of what you've been through. It's totally fallen because it's all circumstance related, all experience related. But when we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and now the Holy Spirit is our guide, then it's not our agenda anymore. But your agenda, let me just tell you this, if the devil can't get you any other way, he will come with your agenda. I have seen people do other people in that they normally would not have, but maybe their agenda was power and control. And the devil would, "Well, you know, this person's trying to usurp, or this person's trying to do that." And all of a sudden they would strike out. Well, they walked right into that temptation because of their agenda, which was rooted in maybe insecurity, complexes concerning their own self or their own power. We have got to allow the Holy Spirit to transform and renew our minds so that we're not working out of the past. It's like every new dish we try to make. If you make it in a pot that has the residue of the last meal in there, it's not going to taste very good. Let's say the meal that you had before was full of garlic. And now you take that same pot and you're going to make you a nice custard. Well, I can tell you, you're going to have a garlic-tasting custard. Which garlic is good in a lot of things, but you don't want it in your custard. You see, we want God to bring newness in our life, but we want Him to create that newness in the midst of our old experiences, our old agenda, our old hurts, our old things that we don't want to let go of, that we want to hold on. So here, when we're saying, lead us not into temptation, it's a matter of saying, oh God, I know that left on my own, I'm going to walk right into the jaws of the enemy. Because without the Holy Spirit directing me, I am drawn toward my agenda, drawn toward the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, drawn toward those things that the flesh mind says that I need and I have to have. But oh, with the Holy Spirit, you can see in advance the snare that's set before you. Because there comes a time, you know, if we say, you know, it's like the Bible says, if you say that you have no sin, you've already lied, because we all have sin. I would say this. If you say you don't have any personal agenda, that isn't the truth. Now, you may not be aware of it, but everybody that's ever been born has a personal agenda. As I said, it's been formed by your experiences. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can begin to see that personal agenda. The things that you, the way you feel that's a result of what you've been through. Okay, you understand that. You can see that as being separate from that eternal gifted spirit that's inside of you that has gifting and purposes from God. If you say you have no agenda, then you're just ignorantly continuing to operate in the agenda. But if you say, I know this is what my experience has predisposed me toward. I'm aware of how the enemy has tried to have control in my life, but I'm not going to operate according to that rule. I'm going to operate according to the rule of the Holy Spirit so that God can keep us from the temptation to fall into error or to do whatever we might do that takes us away from our will and purpose in Him. You understand that? Oh, it's important that we pray this. It's nearly like praying, God save me from me. God save the eternal gifted spirit that I am, that you've created to walk according to your will and to have a future and a hope in you. Save that me from the me that the world has formed by my experiences, my hurt, the prejudices that I've heard around me, grown up into. You begin to see those separate by way of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals and heals. And as you are able to separate from it, it's control now. It's further and further away. But I tell you what the devil will do. Anytime you make strides, oh, this is all free. Anytime you make strides in the direction of being able to see that agenda that the world has tried to form within you, the devil will try to bring some provocation, some stimulus, some circumstance, a word here, a word there, the way somebody to try to flip that switch again where you're operating right in the flesh. And when you're operating in the flesh or according to the unrenewed mind, that agenda now is in full control, overdrive. And haven't you ever, maybe not you, but maybe you knew somebody that they knew what the Lord wanted in a circumstance, but yet they kept pushing it in the back of their mind, as we say, because now the flesh was in such control that they wanted, it's like something itching that you know you shouldn't scratch, but you scratch it till it bleeds. And you know that's what we do when we walk according to the flesh. In trying to get peace or satisfaction, fulfillment, fill in the blank there, we are destroying ourselves. But yet when we pray, oh, what power there is. We say, oh, God, deliver me from me. Save me from myself. Don't let me be led into temptation by my own lust and desires. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, Jesus said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus is the one that said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. That is the Savior of your soul. And in him, you can be delivered from the evil one. On your own, whether you know it or not, you're being controlled by that very one that will see you destroyed. And then it ends, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And I know that some say that this isn't in all of the translations of this, but I like it, and I choose to believe that it only confirms what's already been said in the rest of the prayer. For yours is the kingdom. He's already said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yours is the kingdom. In other words, yours it is. You have the authority to rule. You're not a usurper. You are the rule. For yours is the kingdom and the power. All power is in your hand. And the glory. You deserve all the glory, the honor, and the praise forever. Oh, we serve an eternal God and Savior and King. And he gives us eternal life. And therefore we can say, amen. Or let it be so. Then, and our time has run out. But then Jesus reinforces this in verse 14. Where he says, for if you forgive men their trespasses. Now he knew what was going to stand out in their mind. That's what is interesting to me. The Lord knows us so well. He said this whole prayer. And here's the thing now he's going to reinforce. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And we talked about that at length yesterday, about we have to come with an attitude of forgiveness for others when we're seeking forgiveness. But what I want to ask you about today is, do you need help to not be led into temptation? That's a tongue twister for me, and I don't know why. Is there some area in your life you know you need to make a change, whether it be physically or mentally or in your job or in your habits, and you're just not doing well? Ask the Lord to help you, to keep you from that thing that's always the stumbling block for you in that area. And then allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about it, and use your will and decision to not go into things and expose yourself to things that are going to provoke that control. Oh, I need that help, don't you? Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that your word is true. Lord, you've said that we could be of good cheer because you have already overcome the world. You have said that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Your spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, has more power and overpowers the enemy. But Lord, our flesh gets distracted by our agenda, our hurt, our desires, our passions, our lust. Lord, whatever the case, we need you to help us to do the things that we know we need to do. Oh God, empower us as we daily try to take one more step in the direction of what we know we need to do. And Lord, those things that we need to drop from our lives, we depend on you to help us daily to have the strength to say no once again. Lord, I thank you that you have created us to be transformed now into your image, because we've been recreated through the infilling of the Holy Spirit when Jesus Christ has come into our hearts. And Lord, I know that the devourer has been rebuked and exiled. And it is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, you don't want to walk where you know it's a slippery slope. Isn't that true? Why? because you know that you might fall. If you're asking the Lord to help you, that you not be led into temptation. Now, let's don't get on the slippery slope, because if you do, the next thing you know, you're on the bottom looking up. Let's don't do that. Let's stay up where we belong through the power of the Holy Ghost in us. You can do it. And remember this, that I am praying for you.